Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your co-host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos, and we're very fortunate to have with us the director of the programming here at LIU.
It's his yearly tradition.
This is your introduction.
We drag him out every year. Yeah.
No, I think it's twice a year, maybe. Wasn't it?
Actually, you have to, because as my staff and students will tell you, I'm not a big fan of being on the radio. I was on the radio for a while back when I was a student here for about 5 years, but that was fun. And now it's,
as a student?
Yeah.
Okay.
As a student. Yeah. The station, it's not my thing. It's other people's thing. I like running the place, but being on the air,
Actually, all the programming, obviously, and that's just 24 hours, right?
Yeah.
And I know I've listened, actually, was it last year you were on, or it's 6 months?
No.
Because you were explaining the breakdown of the music.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can do that
again. I didn't
again.
Know there was a breakdown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know, because there's certain ones I'm willing to listen to, and you like what you like.
You know, one of the things I don't think I've done on this segment, and I've thought about it earlier today when you said, Dan, you got to come on. I went, Christina, no.
No choice.
I think there's a history lesson here. It's a short one. I won't go into too much detail, but you have to understand.
It's your station. Take as long as you want.
I want to go. So can I leave, John? what I think people fail to understand is terrestrial radio, what we call FM radio, is not as popular as it used to be. I mean, it used to be king. Radio is king for 75 years.
Right,
I mean,
right.
The internet's kind of done a real number on that. And like any industry where you rely on new listeners, new customers, things like that, it has to be the young. And the young, this isn't their thing. You know, I mean, we have lots of students that like radio here, but it's internet radio, it's podcasting, it's all the new technologies, and I get that. But what I never explained in the past is that this radio station came on 53 years ago in the middle 1960s, which is so key to the development of FM radio, because it was a turbulent time with the civil rights movement and the oncoming of the Vietnam protest movement. That a lot of teenagers, when they went off to college, they wanted to have a voice. And so many college radio stations were developed in the mid-60s for that simple purpose. AM radio had been popular. People loved AM radio, the MCA Good Guys, right. The WABC, all the top 40 stations. But this group of kids who came to college in the mid-60s, they were just so interested in having a voice and because of all the things that were going on socially in the country. So they convinced their colleges, like this one, to put a radio station on. And that's essentially what happened. Kids got on the air in their early 20s, late teens, early 20s, and played protest music and played socially critical music. And it became the freeform movement, which became the basis for FM radio. And essentially that's where this comes from. Now, why do I tell you that? Because that generation is the one that's listening now. Because radio, I say... And a lot of my friends in the commercial radio don't agree with me completely, but nobody under 40 owns a radio anymore. Nobody does. Ask your engineer. Is she a 20-year-old kid or a 22-year-old kid? You're going to ask them? No. They pull out their cell phone, they Bluetooth it to it, and they play their music.
Yep, I agree with you.
What about in the car, though?
But that's the thing. The car radio has Bluetooth, so they just Bluetooth their music to it. Most new cars have that.
Okay.
Or they'll get, or as my son did when I bought him a 1992 Mitsubishi Lancer. Okay? And, Dad, it doesn't have a good radio. So he bought a radio that had an auxiliary plug so he could plug in his iPhone and listen to his music. So,
of course, more than the car.
Yeah. So 6 years ago, when this radio station, which I can go into the long story, for 20 years had been part of another network of stations, but prior to that had been the community radio station I just talked about, where the kids played their music and did their thing. And we were really strong in the community up until about 1989, when they changed that over and we went to something else. When we got the station back as a local community radio station, my first thought was, who's going to listen? Well, the generation that grew up and built FM radio, which is the generation that you guys appeal to right now, the ones that went to college, went to high school in the 1960s, early 1960s to late 1960s. And that's who listens to radio. They're the ones who appreciate FM radio. They're the ones who appreciate its reach and its ability. And I'll just point this out. with the lack of electricity in Puerto Rico right now, and we feel for those people down there, you know what people are listening to? They're listening to radio, because that's the only thing you can set up in 5 minutes with a generator and reach everybody.
Well, they have cranking radios, too.
And they have the emergency radios with batteries and solar powered radios. So radio, for me, is like, it's abused on a day-to-day basis, but when you're in trouble and when you need it, the fires out in California, they use shortwave radio. Radio comes to the rescue every single time. So it's an industry that's in flux again, trying to figure out what it's going to do next, how it's going to reinvent itself. But for me, I just said, you know what? Let's go with our strengths. Go with our core. Find the people who truly appreciate radio and reach out to them. And so 6 years ago when this all came about, I was reaching out to communities and senior centers and finding out who wants to get involved. And actually, you guys came to me at one point. It was Jerry Peretzman, who we talk about every year. Good old Jerry, one of our favorite co-hosts. You know, Otto's pretty good, too.
But, you know. He's here. You have to acknowledge him.
But if you remember, yeah, it's not. It isn't?
No.
Oh, okay. You know, I'm not
looking for higher ratings.
You're just looking for ratings, period.
We don't have any ratings. Well, we're probably up to about 49, 50 people.
At least. On a Friday morning, everybody's listening. But no, when Jerry came, if you remember, Christina, I'm doing all the talking here.
No,
he wanted.
I'll let it slide because it's our anniversary.
He wanted his own radio station.
Yes,
you guys
wanted to build
a radio station, which I quickly convinced him was a very big
and
project.
And thank you again for that.
Yeah, I said let's try a couple of hours a week. And how did that work out?
Yes,
it's a little bit less work because I will admit running a 24/7 radio station is. It takes a lot of people. It takes a lot of work. Even in the days of automation and all the computers and stuff, it does take a lot of people.
Do you have an engineer on duty like all 24 hours?
You don't need that anymore. It used to be a requirement. When I was here, when I was an undergrad, somebody had to be on the board 24/7. But in the age of automation, no. This station overnight runs, completely automated. I have alerts that if the station something should happen at the station, my phone, again the technology, my phone goes off and I respond to it, and I can actually respond to it from my home office by just logging on and fixing
whatever
problem it is.
Wow.
If I can't, according to the rules, I have 2 hours to respond to a problem.
For lack of the proper term, but how many live hours a day do you have, like where you do have to have like Victoria?
Well, it actually depends on the time of year, but for the most part, there are 6 hours a day, Monday through Friday. Saturdays, it varies because football games are, of course, done live. And Sunday's our longest day. We've got 11 hours of live programming.
Live?
Yeah, live programming.
Really?
Yeah. And it's actually going to be expanded. I think we're going to have about 14 hours of live programming soon.
What's the Sunday programs?
The Sunday programs are interesting. They start at 10 a.m. in the morning with Alana Leiter, who does what's called the Rockin' Sunday Morning Show, which is kind of a light rock program that features music from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And then there's a new show that might be coming online at 12 noon that's going to talk about the history, how history ties into music. We have a local history teacher who wants to get involved in that, a high school history teacher. And then from 1 to 5 is a show that's been on the air now for, I guess, 11 years. It's called Disco and Funk King Show. So if you went to Studio 54 in the 70s, this is the show you want to listen to. And then from 5 to 9 on Sundays is our longest running music show on the station, 36 years now. It's called the Rock and Soul Gospel Show with Grandpa Rock Chris McIntosh, and he's been with the station for over 35 years. He's the longest running. You guys have 6 years. You guys are the biggest. You're the longest running talk
make sure.
show.
Thank you. Thank you, know, you for mentioning that.
If somebody wanted to find out, because they don't remember what we just talked about, how would they find out what your shows are that you have
website.
On? Okay.
Our website, wcwp.org. You click on the FM tab, and it goes through a description of most of our shows. Not all of them, because they flux sometimes.
If there are people who listen to radio who may not go onto a website, how would they find out?
They can always call. Janine is here.
Who would they call?
They would call Janine, who's really the boss here. She's the administrator in the front office, at 516-299-2626. You can leave a message, or if it's during the week, during business hours, 2683 is the number to call, and she'll answer any question you have. She's very friendly.
She is.
Yes, she is.
Because you have these. You have talk programs.
Yeah, well, you got, again, if we go back to the origin of the talk format, when I reached out to you guys, actually, you guys reached out to me, and I was thrilled, and we reached out to others, we wanted to build a talk format in the morning from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Monday through Friday. It actually runs to Saturday now. Saturday is a pre-recorded show we get from another source. But I wanted local community-based programming in that time period, and over time, we built up 1 hour shows. You're the only 2 hour show. Again, you guys... I tell you, you're special. The other 1 hour shows that are on Monday through Friday. And they've changed over the last 6 years. I've actually had shows that have come and gone because the host has either left the station or things like that. Because a lot of our hosts, most of our hosts are senior citizens who are, you know, have either done this or have always wanted to do this their whole lives, and you know, we give them the opportunity to do so. So is anybody out there, because I programming might be changing in the next few months on the talk side, so I'm always looking for community volunteers who want to get involved, who want to try something, even if they come and just want to do what Victoria's doing, an engineer, learn how to engineer, or work with my music director is a 72-year-old friend who picks all the music that you listen to during the day, during our programming hours during the day or during the week. And we love having community volunteers come in and just help out. We have an event this Sunday in Glen Head, a live event at the Farmers Market in Glen Head. I hope people will come by.
Is radio part of, like, Victoria's... We can't talk to Victoria, right? Because
our academic program?
Yeah.
Yes.
Basically, she's working here as an engineer, as a student in the school. Is it part of a program?
Yeah.
Like radio part of the program?
Well, radio...
Or what would be...
It's audio content production.
Audio content.
Because when we talk about audio now, it's not just radio. Right, it's internet.
Broader.
It's film. It's video games, which we have a video game program here at... Here at Post, so yeah, it's we have to transition. We have to stay good with the times. So when students come here, they're learning digital audio, not just for radio, which is fun. And she does a radio show on the student station once a week.
Do you have film editing?
We have.
Otto's finding a new career choice.
Communicate well. The College of Communication, Art and Design. The College of Communication, Art and Design includes us, as we're in the film and communications and film department, and there are other departments within the school that are very creative, arts, music, things like that.
It's amazing. Actually, we're going to go for a break already.
Wow.
Thank goodness.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.